Welcome to the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America with Tim Matthews and Frank Bassett. Take it away, boys.
Welcome in, everybody. Frank Bassett joining you for this just a little bit delayed episode of Golf Talk America, because what we wanted to do, given that it's really slowed down in December, is bring you the final interviews from the QBE shootout, where, of course, we all know now Tom Hoagie and Seth Thigala edged out Charlie Hoffman and Ryan Palmer. Ryan Palmer and Charlie had it in the bag after 2 days, but seemed to falter just a little bit. Shot a 65 on the final round, in the final round, I should say, to Hoagie and Thigala's 62. So they were edged out. 34 under is the winner's final score, and 33 under, of course, by Hoffman and Palmer. Hoffman and Palmer originally, if you recall, weren't really given a lot of respect going into this tournament. Well, they have it now. I mean, anytime, it seems like Ryan Palmer always pairs up with somebody that enhances his ability to get out there and shoot some low rounds and shoot some great, hit some great shots. Ryan Palmer, of course, one of our favorites here at Golf Talk America, and a frequent contributor to our show. So let's do this. Let's get to the interviews after the final round, so you can hear those right after a quick message. You're listening to Golf Talk America, and please don't go anywhere, because I think you're going to enjoy these. Hey, everybody, Frank Bassett for Hole in One and Brickhouse Nutrition. And I got to tell you, I love what Tiger and Phil said. They both have said golf is a mental game. What happens between the tee and the pin depends on what's going on between your ears. Okay? That's why pros and just regular golfers out there are switching from the unhealthy crash and burn energy bars and drinks, the kind that I used to eat and drink all the time, to Hole in One bars. And they're taking strokes off their game. It's working, folks. Hole-in-One bars from Brickhouse Nutrition were formulated by a doctor to boost healthy, stable, 18-hole energy. No jitters, no crash. More importantly, they sharpen your focus and shave strokes off your game. I switched to Hole-in-One bars, and let me tell you, outside of tasting very, very, very good, which some of the other bars tasted like I was eating the cardboard box instead of the bar, these bars taste great. So here's what I want you to do. I want you all to take the Hole-in-One Bars Challenge. Switch from your energy bar or drink to Hole-in-One Bars, and you'll see improvement in your game instantly. I guarantee it. Let's get started, okay? We're going to give you 15% off your first order. Visit holeinonebar.com, promo code GOLF. Go to holeinonebar.com, use the promo code GOLF, and get 15% off of your first order. Folks, truthfully, all of us, but Tim and myself and the staff of Golf Talk America, have been eating these things, and they are fabulous. Hole-in-One bars from Brickhouse Nutrition. Get them today.
Guys, not the finish you wanted, but you put yourself in there and you gave yourself a shot, especially on that last hole. Just obviously some disappointment, but you know, you seem like you're in good spirits and had a good week. Just you know, where did it all change for you guys on that?
Yeah, give credit to them. They went out and played some good golf today. They made a lot of putts and hit a lot of good shots. And I mean, first off, we didn't get off the best of starts, but those guys played well. And Heath made the putt on the last hole, and we all had looks at it, and you got to give hats off to them. But I mean, if you would ask us at the beginning of the week if we were the 12th ranked team, we had a putt to go extra holes, we'd be pretty happy about it. So we played good. The putts just didn't drop for us today.
Yeah, it was good. We fought hard at the end. We made some good holes coming down the stretch to get back to where we had a chance. And I mean, you know, you finish second, you're never disappointed about it. You know, you always want to win. But it's such a great week what they do here with QBE and the guys, the Washington guys, the tournament they put on here to run. I mean, man, what a blast! I know I'll take this guy anywhere we go for sure.
Just talk about that chip in at 17 to keep yourself in it.
Well, I saw two of them before, so I felt it was a little easier after watching Hoagie and then my first one. So it's just one of those deals. I mean, that's the things that happen in this game. It's crazy. The luck you need every now and then and the bounces. And, you know, they made a lot of shots off the greens and a lot of long putts. And those are things that need to happen to win golf tournaments. And, you know, we played well and came up one short.
Yeah. Can you remember any sort of like such a fast momentum swing, like on 17 where it comes back to you and then you chip it in?
Yeah, I mean, I thought we were. I mean, after that, you know, of course, I started thinking, okay, we're gonna have a chance to win for sure now. And you know, Charlie said we had a chance to, you know, see he's made his putt and we had two chances to make it. But you know, it's the way it goes.
What'd you guys each see on your putts on 18?
Too much break.
Yeah, I felt that. Yeah, I had the right. I feel like I pushed mine.
I hit mine right where I wanted to. I mean, back in that shadow, it was a tough read. I thought mine was going to go a little off the fringe, jet a little left a little earlier, and it maintained its head. And once it was off the putt, I knew it was a little too far right.
But to me, it's never the easiest putt when you know you have to make it. Yeah. And that's what makes it, you know, tough at times is when you're sitting over a 12-footer like that, knowing 15-footer, knowing you have to make it. And, you know, I didn't make it this time, but there'll be another time.
It's a fun event, and you guys come into it, you know, in a team event, but you're still playing for something. Looking ahead, how much can being in contention like this on a final day do for you going forward?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't had the best start of the year, but, I mean, it's fun to be back in contention, feel the rushes and blood going that you are trying to do. I mean, obviously you're playing with a partner, but you still have it. You still want to win. And it's nice. You know, obviously you take every loss and you learn from it and you see what you could have done a little bit better. And I know I'm going to take that into the new season or new year and hopefully build some momentum off that and keep going. And hopefully we see each other in the Tour Championship.
This week was huge for me. You know, I've been working with that new putter for the last three or four tournaments, but the ball striking has been it's so bad for me. And seeing the shots I hit this week, drove it well most of the week. And then just my iron play was where I needed to be. And I told James, we got done. I said, Sony Open can't get here fast enough. You know, it was a perfect week for me for sure to gear up for 23 and now home to enjoy some time with the family. And I'm definitely Sony can't get here fast enough.
Just one final one. For the second year in a row, there's four teams that have finished 30 under or better this year and last year, and that's never happened in this tournament before. Do you have an explanation for that? Is it just the weather or guys are getting better or?
It's never going to happen again either.
That's good.
No, I just think when they changed that criteria a few years back on who was getting in the event, I think there's a little better quality of field, and all these guys can play, and all these guys are taking it seriously, and that's the reason why you see guys 30 under par.
Thanks, Scott.
Yep. Thanks, thanks, guys.
Thanks for your time this week. Yeah, appreciate it all.
The weather's changing, but you know what hasn't changed for a long time? Probably your underwear. Well, I hope you change them, but if you're still rocking your same old worn-out cotton undies, it's now time for a new pair of Tommy John's Apollo men's underwear. In Tommy John underwear, you're that much more comfortable, so you can do everything better. You can get better Christmas presents, too. You can even ho, ho, ho better. So, with over 18 million pairs sold, people love Tommy John underwear. That's why Tommy John doesn't have customers. They have fanatics. Plus, everything's backed with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. I personally love my Tommy John underwear. It's so comfortable and so good. It lasts a long time, so you don't have to buy as much, and it's just great stuff. And you'll be a better Santa if you give it to all the little ones, even the little Bassets, like little Frank right here. Send me some Tommy John's, folks. Anyway, go to TommyJohn.com/golftalk right now for 20% off your first order. That's 20% off at TommyJohn.com/golftalk. Make it a big order because it's a bigger discount, okay? TommyJohn.com/golftalk. See site for details.
Congratulations, Tom Hoge and Seth Thagala. Victory at the 2022 QBU shootout. That's a pretty good feeling. But you guys kind of made it hard on yourself coming down the stretch there by not birdieing 17. What was there any sort of conversation going to 18, pump each other up?
No, I think we've been playing so well all week and vibing off each other. It's to be expected to have one or two bad holes and it just happened to be 17. But we've been playing well all week and like we said at the start of the round, we just need two chances, and we gave ourselves two really good chances on 18, and And yeah, it was kind of unspoken, I think, that like, let's go and get this last hole.
Tom, I think when you hold that long birdie putt at the par 3 12th, I think you guys either were tied for the lead or got to the lead for the first time. Did you have a conversation then about let's go, or you know, you were just sort of getting into the mix of it right then, and then you turned it on?
I mean, really the only conversation we had, I would say, was in the first round of scramble, and we were like 500 through 12, which was probably our worst start of all three formats. Yeah. It was a bit of an issue at that point, but we were playing well, like you said. You know, we nothing really needed to be said, just kind of get on to the next hole and keep trying to make birdies. I mean, you just felt like you had to birdie every hole out there for the way that the rest of the field's been playing. I mean, so it was very simple what we had to do.
Seth, you talk about that little problem you had on the first. What happened?
You know, it's funny. I was just telling my mom at breakfast, knocked on wood, how healthy I've been for the last 4 or 5 years, and testament to my trainer, Josh. I literally played every tournament seemingly 100%. And first swing of the day on hole one, I got under and I knew I had to save it. And I saved it and I just pulled the left side of my... It's like my oblique, I think. It's not even like back, really. I was trying to massage my back to free this up. But as I kept swinging, and I think a little bit of the adrenaline too, it got a lot better on the back now, and it feels much better now. I think it's just something I need to take 3 or 4 days off, and it'll be good. But I'm going to take more than that off. But, yeah, no worries at all.
And speaking of adrenaline, that the putt you hold on the last to make that birdie first and, you know, force them to make theirs, which they didn't.
Yeah.
How good a feeling was that for you?
Oh, that felt great. It just felt great to contribute a little bit. I mean, Tom was really holding me up pretty much all around. He made so many really big putts. And again, I think it's just a testament to having two good looks. And I was just a little bit away, but I knew Tom has been putting well. And it kind of freed me up a little bit to be like, all right, let's give this thing a great run. And to have that go in was, it felt so good. Can't even explain how good it felt.
How good did it feel for you when you saw it going?
It felt great watching, yeah. You know, it was an interesting day because I don't think either one of us played our best for 18 holes, but we kind of timed it right. You know, I got off to some good starts to both nines, and then Sahith kind of brought me home. So, you know, the kind of the ham and egg worked really well for us and hold the timely putts when we needed to, for sure.
You guys are a true rookie team this year, and I think the only other time a rookie team has won was 2011 when Egan Bradley and Brendan Steele, apart from the first event way back in 1989. Yep. How meaningful is that for you guys to pull this off in your first go-round here?
Yeah, it means a lot, and it's awesome. I think we got along really well out there. We're both pretty chill and pretty level-headed and don't go too extreme either way. And I think we just fed off each other's energy. And like we were talking about, I think our games are just really good for, like, partnering in this format. I mean, Tom was striping his irons yesterday, and that was huge in the alternate shot. He left me a lot of kick-ins for birdie, and I was able to get it down there a little bit further than I normally would with my tee shot. So it was just just worked out great, and definitely a little bit of ham and egg today, which was great.
I know it's not an official win, but it's your first, and you already won this year, Tom.
Yeah.
I mean, nice way to finish off the year, I'm guessing.
Yeah, you know, it was fun to be in contention. I don't care what you're playing for. It's always fun coming down the stretch there. But I had a great week here this week. Weather's perfect. I wanted to come back. So I was like, we got to get a win, so hopefully we can come back in the future.
What was the thought process when you watched Ryan on 17 hit the chip back to himself and then chip it in?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you're just kind of always expecting that. Charlie still had a good look there as well that he could have made birdie. So... you know, you just expect that you've got to make birdies coming down the stretch. You know, I think that we were 32 or 33 under and just felt like he had to birdie 17 and 18 coming in to take care of business ourselves. And, you know, Sahith made his putt. I still was expecting to go to a playoff there with the two looks that those guys both had. So certainly felt very fortunate to go with the win right there.
2022 for both of you guys has been a very much a breakout season. When you look back on it, each of you, what are your sort of takeaways for the year?
Yeah, I just, you know, I got my PGA Tour card last year, and my only goal or expectation was to keep my PGA Tour card, and I've said it a lot, my dreams never really got past getting a PGA Tour card, so I'd be lying if I said I didn't exceed my own expectations, and I haven't really thought about it too much. I've just tried to let my momentum keep rolling and try and get better and enjoy the whole thing, so it's been an unbelievable year, and to cap it off this week with Tom is just a cherry on top. You know, it's been a really good year, and I'm very grateful for it.
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, you know, my eighth year on tour wrapped up. I just look back. You get in more situations like today where you're near the lead coming down the stretch and you get a little bit more comfortable. Helps out in the future. So I was able to put myself there a few times this year and was able to come off with a win finally. So, you know, that felt great and made it easier today, drawing on that a little bit. And, you know, you look at Sahith's career, I mean, to be in these situations at his age, certainly expect he'll be doing a lot of these winners interviews coming up in the future.
Too kind.
Thanks, guys. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
You know, an awful lot of golf courses stayed open during the whole COVID thing. But it's not just golf courses. A lot of businesses worked hard to stay open. And if you're one of those companies that stayed open during COVID, I have some great news for you. Government funds are available to reward companies who stayed open during that challenging time. It's not a loan. You don't have to pay it back. Your hard work to stay open could qualify you for up to $26,000 per employee at refundsasap.com. That's refundsasap.com. You heard that right. Up to $26,000 per employee. This program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the tax experts at refundsasap.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work. Then they share a percentage of the cash they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans. If you have five or more employees, let refundsasap.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit refundsasap.com. That's refundsasap.com, refundsasap.com.
So there you have it. You've heard from the two teams, the winner and the runner-up teams, and It's been a good tournament. The QBE is always a lot of fun. It's going to change format a little bit. Well, not format as much as it's going to be more of an LPGA, PGA Tour event, I think, going forward. So I think you'll enjoy that. Again, congratulations to Seth and Tom for their win, eking out our friends Charlie Hoffman and Ryan Palmer. We're not supposed to have favorites, but Charlie and Ryan are two of our favorite guys, not to take away from, of course, Hoagie and Thigala. They're two great people also. So we're going to be live from the PNC Father Son coming up this week in Orlando, Florida. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of great interviews we'll be able to provide you from that event. So for the Golf Talk America crew, Tim Matthews, Frank Bassett, we are out.